I think that we've seen over the last few weeks a groundswell of views coming from members of the public and from the two town councils in the borough, expressing a view that they have little or no confidence in the way that the Conservative administration at Scarborough Borough Council do business. And that's manifested itself in many different ways. And the Labour Group feel that we have to recognise that and recognise that feeling and express our concerns. The problem with the Conservative administration, in our view, and we've said this for a long, long time, is that they're simply not open and transparent in the way they do business. And what that creates is a feeling of mistrust amongst the public. And our view is that most of the business that the council transacts can be open and transparent. There are certain aspects, confidential, commercial confidentiality, where you may have to keep certain pieces of information private. But the majority of the business the council does can be open and transparent. And I think the public are not stupid. They will understand if you explain to them properly, in a measured way, why decisions are being made in the way they are. But if you keep those things secret, then that creates a mistrust and rumours spread and there's a feeling that the council are doing something that they shouldn't be doing. And certainly I can only speak for the Labour Group, but we have a huge amount of integrity in the work that we do. And we don't like being tarred with this same brush. And so we're saying to the Conservative administration, you need to change. You need to do something about this. And if you can't do something about it, then it's time that we had a different administration, a different leader, a different cabinet. Because the ones we've got are being felt that they are not doing the job properly. So the problem that we have is that there are 25 Conservative councillors and there are two independents who are on the cabinet payroll, so they've got their support. And at best, the opposition have 23 members. So if it comes to a straight vote of no confidence, we would lose it. And I'm not interested in doing gesture politics. I want to make a change to this authority. And that can only be made if all good people come together. So it's not just the opposition, but it's some members of the Conservative group that have also got concerns and fears for the future, that they come together with us and we vote this leadership and cabinet out of office and replace it with a new one. That's what we want to see, and we want to see it done properly, not just simply gesture politics.
Is that what this is then from the Labour Group? Is it, if you like, a bit of a rallying cry?
It's a call from the Labour Group to say to all good people who are members of this council, and there are many of them who have integrity and support what's right, to really look at their consciences and say, is this really the way that this authority should be doing business? And think very hard and carefully about that, and then come with us. And at that stage, when we're sure that we can gain a majority, we will call for a vote of no confidence in this authority.
Do you believe that the Cabinet has lost the trust of the public?
We do believe the Council has lost the trust of the public. That's clear from the things that are on social media, the two town councils who have had a vote of no confidence. They have lost the trust, and it's time that they stood aside and let a new, fresh approach take over the running of the authority.
Is this a culmination in a bit of a snowball effect, if you like? First of all, obviously the big one was the Futurist, the decision on that, and then recently the two town councils in Filey and Whitby, and now yourselves as well with the no confidence.
Yeah, I think the Futurist is a good example of how not to approach what is a major and sensitive project for the borough, and particularly for Scarborough Town. It's clear from the public reaction that there are a huge amount of people who have a great love for the Futurist, and they deserve to understand the real reasons why the council is planning to demolish it. It's about making sure that everybody understands what the truth is about the building, whether it's capable of sustaining a future, whether it's the condition of it is way past its best and it can't be recovered. That debate has not really been had. It's almost as though we know best what's best for the borough, and we will make the decisions, and we'll make them not necessarily wholly in secret, but with as little information as possible, in the belief that people will just accept that, and clearly they don't, and that's been shown in the groundswell of opinion that has been raised. And I think it's just a good example of how not to do business. If they'd have been more open and transparent in the way that they had approached this particular issue, then I'm sure they would have had much more support from more people who would understand the reasons why they feel the project needs to go in the way that it does. But we never got that. And that you saw that when that went to full council on the 9th of January, I have never seen as many people in the public gallery and spilling outside and watching it on TV. We've never had that number of people take an interest in an individual project. I wish they did. But in this particular case, the opinions were not listened to, and they went ahead with the view that they've always had, that it should be demolished. And it should be demolished without really any clear understanding of what the future holds for that building. There is no contract in place for a replacement. There is no detail. And we said that at the council meeting, but our voices were ignored, and they went ahead and voted in the way that they did.
As you mentioned there, the Futurist, one of the big reasons that this fallout has sort of happened, what would the Labour group have done differently with regards to that?
What the Labour group would have done is they would have engaged with the public. We would have explained what we were doing, the reasons why we feel that things had to be done in the way that they did, and enter into a debate and discussion. Clearly, not everybody can have their own way on these things. There will be a view in one direction and a view in another. But I do believe that if people understand the reasons why you feel you have to do things in the way you do, you will get much more support than you will by simply ignoring their views and ploughing ahead and doing what you want to do. So my call would have been for us to have that proper debate. We won't have pleased everybody at the end of the day, but at least people would have understood why we made the decision we did.
So ultimately, from this call of no confidence, what is it that you want from this?
We want this Conservative administration to recognise that they have not done well for this borough over the last few years. There are many examples of that. Lack of vision for the borough, poor spending decisions, Benchmark, the Futurist, Town Centre Cinema, Tourist Information Centre, the list goes on. And it all comes down to a lack of transparency and openness in the way business is done. So we're saying the time has come for you to stand aside and let someone else do the job that should be done, and to actually bring us into the 21st century and to properly engage with the public who deserve to know why decisions are being made the way they are. There are very difficult times at the moment. Local authorities are in very difficult, dire straits, and some really difficult decisions have to be made. But we can make those decisions together with the public, and that way I feel that we can have a much better administration of this borough and a better way forward for the people of the towns.